Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we will finish the fifth parak of Maseches Klayim and begin the sixth parak of Maseches Klayim. The last Mishnah in the fifth parak, Parak Hey, Mishnah Ches, discusses the Isser of being Mekayim Klayim, that just like the Isser of being Zoreya Klayim, a planting Klayim, is only in something that is the type of min that you would want to maintain and that you would want to keep in the field. That's derived from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hazera Asher Ti Zora, the seed that you would plant. And that teaches us, the Bartanura points out, that the Isser applies only to a type of seed that people would sometimes plant and try to keep in their fields. So too the din of being Mekayim Klayim, of leaving Klayim in the field and allowing it to continue to grow in the field, is only for those things that are Hazera Asher Ti Zora, those things that people would normally want to grow in their fields. And therefore, says the Mishnah, HaMekayim Kotzim Bakerim, if a person maintains Kotzim, thorns, in a vineyard, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kidesh, Rabbi Elazar says that it in fact does make it Kilei Akerim, because the Bartanur explains, Shekein Ba'Aravya Mekayim Kotzim Bakerim, Kidesh Sheyiru Gmaleim, that in Aravya, in Arabia, they would grow thorns bidafka in order to feed it to their camels. So since some people have this growing in their fields in order to feed it to their animals, it's considered, meaning in some places in the world they grow these things in their fields, therefore it's called klayim everywhere. Asher tizora, and because asher tizora applies to it, asher tizora means that anywhere in the world it is tizora, even if it's not normal to plant in the place where you happen to live, meaning we're not going to be mechalek between one makom and the other. Whereas v'chachamom, the chacham say lo kidesh al davar shekamom mekayim, then nothing answers unless it's something that you'd be mekayim, as the Bartanur points out, but also makom, in the place where you live, meaning if you happen to live in Arabia and you're growing thorns in your vineyard and you're maintaining thorns in your vineyard, yeah, that's going to be a violation and that's going to make everything aser bana. Avol b'shar makomo, says the Bartanur, shein mekayim no son, but in New York, where people are not growing thorns to feed their camels, so then mutter, then it's going to be mutter, then it's not going to be a problem at all. Now the Mishnah Rishona points out in the bottom of the page in the Yachon Boaz Mishnayis that Hacham Mashmud Dekotzim Aviklayim Ba'Osu Makom Shemekayim Nosam Afil Lechamin, that even the Chum would seem to agree based on our Mishnah that if you live in Arabia, then Kotzim in fact are Kalayim Bakerim. He says Bakasha Alzeh Mashkasa Ram Perikal Milchus Klayim. Problem is the Ram writes in the first part of Milchus Klayim that it ain't also mishum kalei zraim ela azrama roi l'machal adam, that only zraim that's roi l'machal adam is considered to be klayim, only something that humans would eat. Vare kotzim ein roi l'adam shkam baravya mekayim nosam l'gamalim, but kotzim, nowhere are kotzim eaten by people. Even in Arabia they're only eaten by camels, and you can't say that it's a chilek between kilei zraim and kilei kerim, because mehechitesi that there is such a chilek. So the Mishnah Rishona points out that he later found that the Kesef Mishnah asked this exact kasha, v'tirates de enochinami, and the Kesef Mishnah says, you're right, enochinami, v'zesham Rambam aroy l'maychal odom lav davka. It's a very difficult teretz. He says, when the Rambam says that it's only klayim if it's roy l'maychal odom, it's lav davka. It doesn't really have to be roy l'maychal odom. What in l'maychal behema? Even if it's roy l'maychal behema, that's also eligible to be kilei akerim. V'lo asilafuke, ela asavim hamarim she'en ruin l'gamri. And all the Rambam is trying to say is not subject to klayim are things that are so bitter that even animals won't eat it. And therefore, when we ever distinguish between Zroim HaNecholim and Zroim Shein HaNecholim, it means that which is Nechol by a Behema and that which is not Nechol by a Behema. So when the Rambam says Adam, he doesn't really mean it. That's the best answer that we can come up with for how the Rambam is not directly against our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Ha'irus v'hakisom v'shoshanes ha'melech v'kol mine zra'im, different types of plants that are zra'im, enum klayim b'kerem, they're not considered klayim b'kerem, and that's because these are things that are not generally people don't cultivate. That's what the Bartanura points out, that they're not klayim b'kerem on a daraisa level. Midrabanan have klayim, that they are still going to be klayim on a drabanan level. The Mishnah then discusses two other plants, hakanbos, which we assume is cannabis, is hemp, that they would use for making ropes. They didn't use it so much for eating, even though the seeds are edible. They didn't use it for other purposes either. Rabbi Tarfon Omer eno klayim. Rabbi Tarfon says that that's not considered kilei akerem. L'cham rom klayim. L'cham say it is klayim. So what's the nekudas hamachlokes? Rabbi Tarfon says it's not klein because usually they'll just use it for the fibers to make clothing or to make ropes with. But the Chum say, well, the seeds are edible, so therefore it's considered like a food, and therefore it will be klein. The hakinras kelayim bakerim, an artichoke, that's the translation of kinras, is kelayim bakerim. Even though artichoke plants last for many, many years, and the ground, they could stay in the ground for many, many years, we treat them like vegetables with regard to the halach of klein. We don't treat them like trees. Trees would not pose a problem of kelayim bakerim, but zra'im do pose a problem of kelayim bakerim, and yirakos do pose a problem of kelayim bakerim. So we treat these like vegetables. We don't treat them as trees, and therefore, in fact, they are a problem of kelayim bakerim. And that concludes Perek Hay of Maseches Klayim. So now we move on to Perek Vav of Maseches Klayim. The Mishnah is going to discuss that in general, up until now, we've been discussing a type of a vineyard where you're just letting the vines grow without without guiding the vines and training the vines along poles or along a wall or something like that. So now we're going to switch to a different type of vineyard. We're going to discuss the type of vineyard where the vines are trained along a wall or something of that nature that holds the vines in a particular place. So Ezu Aris, what is considered to be a trained vine that is called an Aris? If you plant a row of five vines right next to a 10 tefach high wall, or next to a ditch in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, and you train the vines across the opening of the ditch, so in either of those cases, that's considered to be an aris. Arba amos. So in either of those cases, you give 4 amos for the work area because that's considered a real kerem, and therefore you need 4 amos where you're not allowed to plant anything else during that area. So normally, in order to have something that's considered a kerem, you would need 2 rows of vines, but that's when the vines are growing on their own. But over here, the vines are being trained to grow on a wall, so that's even in a single row, it's already considered a vineyard, and therefore you're going to need to have 4 amos, because remember, the yesod was that once you have a kerem, you have to be marchik dalet amos. If you just have a standalone vine, you only have to be marchik shisha tfachim. So what makes a kerem? So either 2 rows with achatz yosei zanav, right? We had all of those discussions previously when the vines are just growing, but if they're trained vines growing on a wall, then even 5 vines in a single row is enough to be called a kerem, and you need to be marchik dalet amos. So beishamei omrim, how do you measure this dalet ama distance? That modin abra amos meikra gafanim l'sada, that even though you're training the vines up against the wall, the vine is, let's say, planted in the ground about an amo away from the wall, and then the vine grows up along the wall. So when you're measuring dalet amos, do you do dalet amos from the wall or dalet amos from where the vine grows? So beishamei says we measure the dalet amos from the ikar hagafanim, from where the vine is growing. So if the vine is 1 amo away from the wall, you only have to go another 3 amos from the wall to plant something else. Beisil says no. You start the 4 amo measurement from the fence that the vines are growing up against, even though in a chinami they're only in the ground an amo away from the wall. Now this is the assumption of this whole discussion, is that there was some sort of Torah Shebal Peh that a row of trained vines has something to do with dalet amos. So we assume that means that a row of trained vines already has the status of a kerem, and therefore you need to be marchik dalet amos to plant other things. However, Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, now you messed up the whole tradition. There was just you heard, like it was a game of telephone. You heard a tradition that the row of trained vines has something to do with dalet amos, but you messed up the whole what the tradition was about. Toim kala umrim kain. All those who are saying this are making a mistake. All the people who think that it teaches about a single row of 5 trained vines and that's called an aris, and they have to be marchik dalet amos because that's like it's a whole kerem. No, what the real mesorah was, that if there are 4 amos from the base of the vines to the wall that they're trained on, that the vines are growing 4 amos toward that wall that they're trained on, then each vine gets its kedei avodah, so the work area around it, where you're not allowed to plant other things in that, and the grower can then plant other things in the rest of the area between the vines and the wall. As long as you get kedei avodah, so you leave kedei avodah, so next to the vines, then the rest of the area between the vines and the walls can be planted. How much space do you have to leave? Akami avodah sagefen. So shisha tvachim l'kal ruach, just 6 tvachim. Rabbi Kiva Amar Shlosh, Rabbi Kiva says even less than that, even just 3 tvachim is enough to leave of space in between them. So again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the din, that the mesorah that we have about training between vines and Dal Ramos is not about one row of vines making a kerem. One row of vines will never constitute a kerem. No, what it means to say is that if you train the vines four amos away from the wall that they're being trained on, you only need to leave Kedei Avodas HaKerem, and the whole rest of the area you're allowed to plant. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Chas we learned that only those things that people would normally be Mekayim, people would normally want to plant in a vineyard, will cause a problem of Kilei HaKerem, to plant in a kerem. There's a machlokas whether thorns are, when you don't live in Arabia, are included, because when you're not in Arabia, no one would be Mekayim thorns. And we also had a discussion about hemp and other plants. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, told us that there are two versions of a tradition relating to trained vines and Dalet Amos. The first tradition was that if you have a row of five trained vines, that's already a kerem, and therefore you need to be marchit Dalet Amos, either Dalet Amos from where they're growing from the ground, or Dalet Amos from the wall. Or the second tradition is that when you have trained vines that are in the ground, four amos away from the wall that they're trained on, that you only need to leave either six tfachim or three tfachim around the vines, that you don't plant other things. But beyond that, you're allowed to plant other things. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.